在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Workbook, Unit 5, Listening, 2. Listen to Part 1 of the tape and answer the questions below. Part 1. Harry, Jenny, and Brian are discussing their advertisement plans for a new product.
So, how much money have we got to spend?
£750,000. Jenny, what do you suggest?
I suggest that we mainly use TV, cinema, and print, magazines and newspapers.
I see. Can you give us your reasons?
Sure. First, our product looks good, so it would be a waste of money to use radio. Second, our product moves well, and it moves fast. So I want people to see it on the roads in our ads,going through the hills, that kind of thing.
What about advertising boards?
No, I prefer magazines and newspapers to boards, and we haven't got the money to do all three. So people will see the ad on TV and in the cinema. Then they'll be able to read about it when they're sitting down, reading their newspapers and magazines.
I get the idea. Then customers can read the detailed product information and check the prices.
Exactly.
So no advertising boards. When do you want the advertising to start, Brian?
May the 1st? That gives us 3 months to run to August 1st, when most people like to buy their new cars.
I see. So we're talking about 3 months. And have you thought of a headline?
What about this one? The New Century 505. The car you always promise yourself.
3. Listen to Part 2 of the tape and answer the following questions. Part 2. Four people in an advertising firm are discussing a future advertising program.
Okay, our plan is to produce an advertisement for this computer, which is made by one of China's biggest computer producers, FFQ Computer Corporation. Any ideas?
I think it would be a good idea to have comments from people who are using it. They can express their satisfaction with the product.
Well, maybe that's not such a good idea. Do you think managers want to read what users think about a new piece of office equipment?
I agree with Bob. I think we should have a picture of the computer and give a description of the product.
I'm afraid I can't agree with you.That's a good way of giving information, but it's not a good way of persuading people. For another thing, one computer looks very like another. People aren't going to remember the name of the product.
So, what exactly are you suggesting?
I suggest that we ask users of this machine what they think about it. We can photograph them using it, too. Then we can put their comments at the top of the advertisement in big print.We can bring in some humor, too. People enjoy reading humorous ads.
The disadvantage with carrying out interviews is that it may take a long time.
No problem. We can do some telephone and email interviews with our users.
How can we find out who are using these computers?
Easy. I'll ask the company for a list of recent customers.